COVID-19 has triggered a sharp economic slowdown. Separately, some of the Black Lives Matter protests have focused on African Americans and other non-white groups, trailing Caucasians in average household income. Can more business innovation be a partial solution to both issues? WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach takes a look.
Wisconsin and the nation continue to have double-digit unemployment rates, largely due to business cutbacks during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, the state begins accepting applications for a $75 million federally funded small business recovery grant program called We're All In. But Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, recently told the WEDC board that there has to be more to the recovery. Hughes said after a big recession, there has to be risk-taking and innovation.
You see people say, I'm not gonna start my own company. I'm gonna stay where I am because that's the place where I feel safest and where it's best for my family. But we know that innovation is important. We know that startups are important for creating jobs.
Hughes spoke on June 3rd. Just 2 days later, the protests that began in Minneapolis over George Floyd's death while in police custody expanded to Milwaukee, including this march on Water Street. Some of the protesters say the marches are about more than police brutality and are partly fueled by economic disparity. The president of the group Startup Milwaukee, Matt Cordio, a Caucasian, argues that there's a lot of work to be done to build a more inclusive and equitable community, startup ecosystem, and local economy. Cordio points to some African Americans who are trying to diversify the local startup workforce. For example, Dana Guthrie, founder and managing director of Alchemy Angel Investors. Guthrie says her company encourages financing and advisors to help traditionally untapped sources of innovation. She says as part of that mission, she tries to diversify the room.
Where I have not only investors of different professional backgrounds and experiences, but investors that have different personal backgrounds and experiences. When that entrepreneur comes in front of us and pitches, regardless of background, white, black, doesn't matter, that individual, that founder has a greater likelihood of making a connection to at least one of the investors in the room.
Guthrie says there's been a pause in bringing investors to one room during the COVID-19 pandemic, but she says some continue to fund startups or see a greater focus on health as an investment opportunity. Another African-American, Nadia Johnson, is CEO and founder of the software company Jet Constellations, as well as the Milky Way Tech Hub. Johnson urges companies to make sure their tech workforce reflects the diversity of the area.
Technology drives all aspects of business these days, specifically around data and analytics, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. And it would be extremely unfortunate if more companies continue to neglect the fact that there's just a complete underrepresentation of Black and brown people right now.
Johnson and Startup Milwaukee are urging larger business groups like the MMAC, or Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, and the Greater Milwaukee Committee to work collaboratively to establish venture capital and loan programs backing underrepresented founders. The Hispanic Collaborative is a partner organization with the MMAC. Collaborative President Nancy Hernandez says 80% of the local Hispanic workforce is in non-tech industries like food prep and service, building and grounds, and light industrial. But Hernandez says there are programs to train more high-tech employees. On the business ownership side, she says many Hispanic innovators would like access to advice and financing.
Want to ensure that they're connected with the accelerators and the venture capital dollars out there, and whatever we can do to kind of strengthen those conduits.
Hernandez says she remains optimistic. She says she believes investors looking for a return on their money realize that great ideas come from a variety of communities, where those communities have opportunity. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.